The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You lost to the Jets. Like, I don't know if I can say that that's just a part of or a reason of, you know, them something that I need to have sympathy for you for. Like,
that simple.
You lost to the Jets. You collapsed against the Lions, right? Like, you had a chance to beat Green Bay, even though your quarterback played one of his worst games, and that game was still right in front of you. You lost to the Titans at home. Like, it's hard to really sympathize for a team, even though I root for it. It's hard to sympathize for a team that has had as many opportunities as they have wasted this year.
What's your best bet? So I know we got Christmas Day games tomorrow, Tyler.
Yes.
Help the people make a little bit of money.
And that's where I'm going. NFL Christmas Day tomorrow. We got two games, obviously, Texans being one. And I will have player prop bets for this game tomorrow if you want to check my Twitter at TMillRealDeal. But I got three for you right now. Take the points. That's the theme on Christmas this year. Steelers plus +3 against the Chiefs. And I'm taking Texans plus +6.5 tomorrow, as well as, this might be my favorite one, and it might sound crazy, but take the Texans team total over 22.5 points scored versus the Ravens at NRG tomorrow. And everybody, have fun at the game. Follow me to money. Follow me to money.
Yeah, I like the Texans plus +6.5. I feel like that is strong. And I just, like, I don't have the confidence to think that you're going to always get the good Ravens that just blow teams out. And I just, boy, point totals, well, I feel like these are going to be low-scoring games with just how injured and how tired guys are.
So. Yeah, this is going to be dudes on pitch count.
Yeah.
Watch.
You ain't lying.
Dudes on pitch counts, and rightfully so.
And the Texans should damn sure be on it. All right. Brandon, great job today as always. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Danny Cannell for joining
us. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Merry Christmas, everybody on the drive. Enjoy yourself. We'll be back on Thursday, the whole gang, so hang out with us. We'll be on the road in Cypress, Buffalo Wild Wings, for Thirsty Thursday. Henry Toa Toa coming up behind us. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
And the world's all right with me.
Can I just...
Merry Christmas!
That's where I wanted to start there, with a yelling Merry Christmas from Tyler Miller.
You got to get in the spirit, dog. You got to get in that holiday spirit.
Man. I'm in it.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's disappointing. You got to go up. Don't quit and come down.
It's the most wonderful
like you gotta
time
stay up. Don't quit to come out. I'm looking up on the screen.
I was not expecting this at all. So when we were growing up, I think it was more common and more socially acceptable to call people ugly.
Can we just get a timeout? All right.